Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. As you might remember, last week, Pastor Reynolds talked about Christ's return. We'd like to continue that topic this week, but before Pastor Reynolds starts in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'd like to remind you about the prior broadcasts also being available on our website. So if you missed last week's message, please go to independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. From there, you'll be able to listen to any broadcast you might have missed in the past. But for now, let's go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he talks more about Christ's return.
This morning, we'd like to speak on the subject, two views of the return of Christ. First of all, we'd like to look in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, and begin our reading in verse number 13. As Paul writes to the Thessalonian church, he says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Understand here that there's two kinds of people. There are those that have hope, and there are those that do not have any kind of hope at all. The Bible says in verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." It will be terrible not to have any kind of hope. It will be awful just to think that the things that we have in this life are all there is. But it's not that way. The things we have in this life are nothing at all when you compare that to the things of eternity. In verse number 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." This is a marvelous truth, a great statement, that Jesus Christ will bring with him all of those people that have gone on before us that are saved. It's a great thing. We're going to see them again. They're going to live once again. It's a great, wonderful thing. In verse number 15, "For this we send to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." In verse number 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now in verse number 18, Paul writes this, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." The comfort that we have is knowing that our life is not just for here and now, but our life is forever. This is a wonderful thing. And all those people that have trusted the Lord and they have gone on before us, we're going to see them again. Even if we've never seen them at all, we're going to see them. I've never seen the man Adam. I've never seen his wife, Eve, but one of these days I will see them. I've never seen Abraham. I've never seen Isaac. I've never seen Joseph. But one of these days I will see them. What a wonderful truth that is. The rapture of the saints is the next event given in prophecy. I don't know when the rapture will take place, but I do know that it will take place. But notice here that Paul uses the word "we" to illustrate that he believes he will still be alive when Christ raptures out his saints. Paul believed in the imminent return of Christ to this earth. Now, the rapture did not happen during Paul's lifetime. It didn't happen after Paul died either. But this means to us that the rapture is much closer than it has ever been. Christ will come back. I'm really thankful that he has given to us this promise, that he will come back, that he will take us out of this world. He might even come back before this message is ended. I know that some people take pleasure in not believing me, and that's fine with me. But just know that we are all responsible because Christ said that he would come back. And he would come back when people are not expecting him to come back. You know, I got a notion that Paul heard that Peter would also die before the rapture. But it didn't bother Paul at all. I don't think it bothered Peter very much. Peter was put in jail expecting to die the next day. But the Bible says that he was sleeping soundly between soldiers. He was all bound up, and they had him tied up as close as they could get him tied up. But you know what? Christ can turn him loose. And this is the thing, you see. Notice in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, as we continue with this thought, that two views of the return of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 1, "But the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." And here Paul is writing to the Thessalonians, and he's saying that there's no need for me to write unto you. "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them." Notice the two words here. Notice these little pronouns. They're very important. "For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." But then the Bible talks about in verse number 4, a different set of people, a different group of people. "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief." Understand here, between reading in verse number 3 and verse number 4, that there's a difference in the people. There are those people that do not expect Christ to come back. And then there are those people that expect the Lord to come back. In verse number 5, "Ye are all the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness." Look at that. In verse number 5, the Bible talks about two different kinds of people. The Bible talks about those people that are children of the light, the children of the day. The Bible then talks about the people that are children of the night, the children of the darkness. You see that? Which one are you? There's two views to the return of Christ. In verse number 6, the Bible said, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." The Bible here tells us that we need to be looking for the Lord to come back, expecting to see him, and not so entangled with all the things that happen in this world. The Bible says in verse number 7, "For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or whether we sleep, we should live together with him." You know, the truth is that there's two views of the return of Christ. Which view do you have today? Are you looking for the Lord to come back? Are you expecting him? Or are you not looking for the Lord to come back? Are you afraid that he's going to come back? Listen, we need to be ready, because he is going to come back in a time when we don't expect him at all. Look in the book of Luke, chapter number 17, and look in verse number 28. The Bible said here, "Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, They sowed, they planted, they built it. And here, the Bible says in verse number 28, in the days of Lot, that people were doing everything that they're doing today. They're just looking after the things of this world and not looking after the things of God. The Bible says in verse number 29, but the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The truth is that Christ is going to come back. Are you ready? He is going to come back. He's going to come back in the clouds. The Bible says that. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Look with me. What was Lot doing? Say, well, Lot is a good man. The Bible says he's a saved man. But Lot was living in the city of Sodom. Notice that the Bible says in Psalms 1, in verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And the Bible says that Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom when the two angels came that night. And he rose up. Look with me. In the book of Genesis chapter number 19, the Bible said, there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, arose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Notice that Lot here in this place was in the third position. I'm saying he's in the third position because of Psalms 1 in verse number 1. The Bible said in this place, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Lot started out by walking in the way of the ungodly. Lot finally wound up standing in the way of sinners, but he wound up sitting in the seat of the scornful, and that is exactly what Lot was doing. He was sitting in the seat of the scornful. The Bible said, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Listen, whatever happens, we know that Jesus Christ is going to come back. We know that he is going to show himself to all this world. Listen, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? If you're not ready to meet the Lord, you're going to see the condemnation that shall come upon yourself and upon all that reject Christ today. I pray that you might be ready, that you might see him, that you might trust him, that you might believe in him, knowing that he and he alone can wash away all of your sins. He can forgive you. He can give you a home in heaven. I pray for you.
Have you answered Pastor Reynolds' question? I believe he asked something along the lines of, are you a child of the darkness or of the night, or a child of the day and the light? There are two totally different perspectives of Christ's return. For some, it is our hope, and for others, it's something that they tremble at. Don't wait until it's too late. See your need of a Savior. Place your faith and trust in him. He alone can forgive you and wash away your sins, and turn that day of his return into something you look forward to, and instead of something that brings fear. Now, if you'd like to talk to someone about this, please either call us or come and see us in person. Our phone number is 636-673-2180, and our address is 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And between Sunday school and worship services and a fellowship meal and prayer meetings, we're going to be at church today from about 10 a.m. until about 5:30 p.m., so be sure and stop by any time today. We'd be glad to talk to you about any questions you might have. Well, I can see that our time has passed, but we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.